The Information Commissioner, Ger Deering, has criticised the over-reliance on external legal advisers by a small number of public bodies when responding to requests for access to records under the Freedom of Information Act. A total of 37,437 requests were made to public bodies last year. In his annual report for 2023, it's published today, Mr. Deering highlighted a growing trend by a small number of public bodies to contract out their decision-making on FOI requests to the external legal advisers. The Information Commissioner is here to tell us more. And Ger Deering, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
What are you seeing with some public bodies and how widespread is this practice?
Thankfully, it's not very widespread, Mary, and that's why I'm drawing attention to it at this stage, because it's not a practice I would like to see become widespread. What's really happening, and I suppose I must acknowledge firstly, right across the public service, I mean, there were 37,000 FOI requests, in the vast majority of cases dealt with well and dealt with by staff of the civil service or the public service in question. But what we've noticed is that in a very small number of cases, it happens that the bodies seem to be relying on external legal advice. Now, in one way you might argue, what's the problem with that? Mm-hmm. Well, apart from the cost of it, which is a matter for the body themselves, what we find is the culture is different. The culture in the public service after this length of FOI is that the information really should be released. We find the culture in external legal advisors isn't always like that. And in fact, what they tend to do is put blanket exemptions or call on blanket exemptions. And there are very legitimate exemptions in the legislation, whether it's for commercial sensitivity or personal information. There are legitimate exemptions where information need not be released. But what we have found in some cases is a blanket argument that, you know, all of this should be redacted or not released on all the grounds, on the various exemptions. And for example, I've seen one situation where a body in their legal submission was arguing that, for example, the date of the meeting that took place should be redacted and the number of the meeting, for example, if it's meeting number 147 or whatever of that body, that the number of the meeting should be exempted, should be redacted.
So, in your opinion, why are they doing it?
I think it's just a blanket approach. Let's object to everything being released. And also, there is a view in some of these bodies that they shouldn't be subject to FOI, I think.
And are you naming names?
At this stage, no, but if people want to go on and have a look at the decisions on the website, the decisions are published, and I call this behaviour out in the various decisions that are actually published on our website.
You said it's not a huge number, that it's a small... How small?
It's probably only three or four bodies, but actually if you look at the recently or in the last year, there were some PQs asked and there were some FOIs asked in relation to the bodies that are spending money on external legal advisors. And I suppose that indicates some of the bodies concerned. And as I say, in the various decisions that I've actually issued, I have actually pointed to this and requested that bodies in these cases don't actually be more targeted. If they have a genuine reason why a particular piece of information shouldn't be released, then they should make that argument in a targeted way and they should quote the relevant part of the legislation. But this notion that the sky will fall down if all of our information is released just doesn't work.
Now, what powers do you have when this happens? You can issue what's known as a Section 45. What is that?
Correct.
And how does it override maybe the legal decision to close down access to information?
Well, really, we only issue those notices where, again, coming back, the vast majority of bodies, when we go to look at an appeal, the first thing we have to do is look at the information. Look at the information that actually the body refused to produce. Now, sadly, in a small number of cases, and we issued eight of those notices last year.
You did four of them, I think, the majority, to Cork City Council.
Yeah, that's completely unacceptable. That means that Cork City Council did not produce the information to us that we needed. We cannot decide on a situation on whether information should be released or not if we don't actually have the information. So the basic prerequisite is, if we're doing an appeal, we need to see the information that has been refused. We then come to an independent decision as to whether that information
should be released. And did that happen in the case of the four Section 45s you issued to Cork City Council? Was that information subsequently put in the public domain?
Yes, wasn't necessarily put in the public domain, but came to us and allowed me to make a decision as to whether or not it should go in the public domain.
All right. You had one each against Children's Health Ireland, the Defence Forces, the Department of Health, and Trinity College, where you say you came close to having to issue legal proceedings. What was that
about? Yes, that was very disappointing, because Trinity College decided that some of the information that they weren't releasing was legally privileged information. That may well have been, but they didn't supply the information to us. And again, We regularly make a decision that information is legally privileged. If we come to that conclusion, we won't release the information. But Trinity decided that, again, on the basis of legal advice, that they wouldn't actually release that or provide that information to us so we could make that call.
And what decision did you make?
Well, in that case, actually what happened, it was an unusual circumstance. The appellant actually withdrew their appeal, so I wasn't able to conclude that case.
Okay, so there was no outcome. You had over 37,437 requests. An increase. Is there a constant increase in the requests for FOIs?
There is a constant increase, and it's been really on the increase since this is the second highest since the 2014 Act. And that's a good thing. And in fact, a lot of the journalists use, as you know, FOI quite a bit. But actually, the bigger users of FOI now are what we call clients, customers of the public service bodies, who, for one reason or another, may want their own information. Of course, people can access their own personal information, or they may be unhappy with the decision of the body and want to know how that was arrived at.
All right, Ger Deering, Information Commissioner, thank you very much indeed. It's 7:30.